Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We got a little shifting and changing going on in the studio. I decided that I was going to change mics right in the middle of the whole deal.
You dropped your voice a little bit there, Pat.
I did drop my voice a little bit. This morning, I started to drop my voice a little bit. That was waking up this morning for that call with Jack Canfield.
I was right there with you.
Okay.
We're not a little bit perturbed about it.
No, we're not at all, because
no.
We're going to
we'll
do it tomorrow.
Back.
Yeah,
yep.
There's no question. Today, we have a very important show with Dr. Friedman Schaub. He's joining us here today because we're talking about self-empowered healing, how to address chronic illness. And this is a show that is a continuing discussion. And why is this such an important show? Why are we talking about this? Because there are so many people right now that are suffering with chronic illness and don't really know which way to turn. Dr. Schaub is the founder of Cellular Wisdom, and he has more than 15 years experience in research in the medical field. And he's decided to take his life in the direction of what some people call true healing. And so today you're not only going to hear about what he has been doing with so many people to help give them relief from chronic illness, but you're going to hear about how you can participate as well in the journey to heal oneself. Friedman, thank you, Dr. Schaub, for joining us here today. Chronic illness, big, on the rise, don't really know what to do with it, and we could probably just throw all the pills and potions and lotions at it and not get great results. Why is that?
Well, you know, I think a lot has to do with our, you know, education. What do we know about chronic illness, and what are we told we can do? And it's kind of ironic or interesting that, you know, today at the funeral of Michael Jackson, we, you know, can certainly see him as a person who was suffering from a chronic illness, had, you know, lots of pain pills and didn't know what to do with it, and ultimately probably died from that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just only one but very prominent example of what happens with chronic illness. And I did some research around this. 70% of Americans die from chronic illness. So that's like the number one killer. Heart diseases, cancer, all those kind of things are considered as chronic illness. So this is definitely something to be taken very serious. 1 in 10 Americans has a chronic illness, and it's on the rise, the number. And what I find so interesting is that there's very little information on what you as a person can do to heal yourself. And that's what this show is about. This is what my work is about. This is what I'm really dedicating my mission to help people to have self-empowered healing, to take their health back into their own hands.
And it's really funny because, and I commented about this before, you know, many people, well, not many people, Newsweek in particular, really beat Oprah up.
I read that.
Yeah. Did you read that?
Oh, yes.
Accusing her of wacko and this and that. And, you know, and that's because she went out on a limb, so to speak, and started to introduce more alternative solutions. And honestly, that wouldn't have even been a conversation except Judge Judy's show passed her in the syndication and the ratings. And so right away, people are thinking, well, you know, it's because of what Oprah's doing.
Mm-hmm.
It could very well be because there are more people interested in watching Judge Judy beat other people up on that show. But that's, I hope Oprah doesn't change her direction.
I hope so not either. And, you know, I think what people overlook is the enormous influence and successes alternative healing, such as Oprah is introducing, has brought to people. These are not the stories we hear about. These are not the stories that are publicized. These are not the stories that are showing up in scientific research papers. And basically, the main argument of Newsweek was, well, there is no real research around this. Well, there is no real research because no real research has been funded and done. The only
but
research
why would we do research on something that doesn't require us to make money off of a pharmaceutical?
That's exactly it. That's exactly the point.
What are you going to do research on? To provide self-healing?
Right.
Which doesn't make any money?
And who wants to invest in that? And so it's just not a fair comparison. It's not fair to look at some information that's out there because there hasn't been really anything done yet to show. So we are relying on individual cases. But I tell you, from my experience working with clients, from what I hear clients telling me what they have been doing on their own, it's amazing what we are what's possible to do. But there are certain things we have to consider, and that's what I want to talk about. But I just talked to a client the other day who has a daughter who has juvenile arthritis for a long time.
And
basically what the doctors were telling her, you know, there's not a lot we can do. And so they amped up the medication to methotrexate and even worse things that have tremendous side effects. And she had to fight the medical establishment. She was called crazy. She was called, this is, you know, irresponsible what you're doing. But she was doing research, dedicating her time to find alternatives. And one alternative she found was to look at nutrition. At, you know, what is it? Does my daughter maybe have an allergy, something she cannot eat? And she found that she's gluten intolerant, that she's lactose intolerant. She changed the diet and the arthritis decreased immensely. So there is something we can do to help our body, but we're not told how this works, what we can do, and it's just not mainstream yet enough.
And, you know, one of the things I want to get really clear about from my own perspective, because people have emailed me about what they believe I value. I value an integrative approach.
Right.
If I break my leg, I am going to the hospital.
Right.
Okay? And I'm definitely, you know, going to apply whatever happens in the hospital in conjunction with a holistic approach.
Absolutely.
And I think that that's really what we're talking about. It's integrating to the place where we understand the power of self-healing.
Right.
In some cases, you don't need to integrate. Self-healing alone works. And let's talk about what that means, Dr. Schaub. You know, first of all, you have keys to self-healing. And I think it's important for us to begin to talk about them and talk about what we mean by chronic illness and what we mean by being able to have these keys and actually heal ourselves.
So chronic illness is basically any kind of illness that impacts your body, impacts you for a long time. And one of the hallmarks is that really nothing seems to help. Nothing external seems to help. And most people that are facing a chronic illness are, you know, going to the doctors, and the doctors shake their heads and said, there's not a lot we can do. And so the medication gets amped up. Often they end up just with pain medication because there is no root cause treatment that has been found for a lot of chronic illnesses. And, you know, when you think about immune suppressants like prednisone or methotrexate, they're not really healing the root cause. What they're doing is just suppressing the symptoms, similar to pain medication. So what we have to deal with is that we are trying to cover up the symptoms, that we're trying to deal with the symptoms, but we are not yet finding the reason why those chronic illnesses occur. And we have to look at this. So there are three things that I think are important. One is that we need to consider that every illness has a root cause. We just don't know the root cause yet.
Right. And, you know, what's kind of interesting is how we put things in certain categories. And I think this is what we've had to do. You know, for example, we talked about chronic illness, truly, you know, the chronic of chronic illness, autoimmune, and what happens in the autoimmune area, where they don't even use the word cure.
Right, right. And it's something where
they don't use cure.
Well, and because, you know, it's something that in the Western medicine field has rarely been able to cure because it is something that just has been going on and on and on. And so what happens with autoimmune disease, when you look at just the meaning of autoimmune disease, this you are attacking yourself, your own immune system is not recognizing what's yours and what's outside of you. So there is an inner war going on. Wouldn't that give you already some kind of indication of what's really going on inside of you.
Well, don't you think? I mean, it's kind of like I remember Dr. Darby saying to me, autoimmune means your immune system's attacking itself. Don't you think maybe there might be something in there?
Absolutely. Right, right.
Right.
And so, you know, but let's go from where this then started.
Yes.
I remember a client which had very healthy life until the day she married. The day she married, she had to go with incredible stomach cramps into the hospital at the day of her wedding. So she was diagnosed weeks later with Crohn's disease. That Crohn's disease progressed and progressed and got worse and worse over time. And the higher the doses of medications, the more the side effects and the worse also her symptoms until the day of her divorce. As soon as she divorced, everything healed. She didn't need any medication to the point where the doctor said, well, maybe we were wrong in our diagnosis. Maybe it wasn't Crohn's disease. But there was nobody that actually went back and was wondering, is there anything that may be related to the external circumstances that then internally also caused this immune deficiency or this immune collapse, which is basically what an autoimmune disease is. And so one of the hallmarks of any kind of chronic illness is that there is an imbalance. There is something that is out of harmony, out of this homeostasis of health, which we have been evolving to for hundreds of thousands of years. And so if something is out of balance externally and you don't internally know how to deal with it, eventually it uses so much energy, it uses so much of your focus that your immune system literally has not the energy, doesn't have what it takes to really deal with the normal ways of staying healthy and staying well. And so these are then the reasons why a chronic disease is happening. So it's all starts really at the bottom of the immune system. We just have to wonder, why is our immune system out of harmony? Why is our immune system out of balance? And that's really a lot of what I'm doing, mm-hmm. helping people to find the root cause, find the reason for that.
We're going to take a short break when we come back. Dr. Friedman Schaub joining us in the house today. Just want to remind everyone we'll be ending our show a bit early today. But when we come back, he's going to share the keys to self-healing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Are you ready for balance and wellness? Daisy Thompson at Northwest Healing Studio is a nationally known energy intuitive and Reiki master. By repatterning your energy structure, Daisy can help you make the changes you need to start attracting the life you want to experience. If you live with depression, anxiety, illness, pain, or stress, call Daisy at 206-550-8469 and begin to realize your true path in life. Visit NorthwestHealingStudio.com.
Man, you know, Benny, I want to get my life back and walk without pain. And I heard about a shoe that's a natural solution for heel and back pain.
Well, you know, Susan, it's actually called Z-Coil Pain Relief Footwear. It's a shock absorber in the heel that cushions the pounding in your step, and it provides less impact, which means less pain.
You mean I can walk with my kids again without that nagging heel pain?
You sure can. Give Z-Coil Footwear a try. Call 206-838-7338. Or you can even try out their website, yourtwofeet.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
Are you preparing for extraterrestrial communication? Attend Star Talk on July 11th at the Maitreya Center in Redmond. Expanding right brain consciousness, we can begin to activate the celestial mind with direct experience of interstellar energies. From Parallel Universe Programs and Sandra Rodman, Star Talk, July 11th. Call 425-214-2926 or visit parallel-universe.us.
This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, and I am here with Becky Miller from Kent, who is another successful client of Positive Changes. Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again when you stop dieting? Well, Becky decided to quit dieting and make a lasting lifestyle change with the help of Positive Changes Hypnosis. Becky, tell us how much weight you lost.
I've lost 65 pounds.
Tell us how Positive Changes is different than a diet.
I used to be out of control with my eating. Positive Changes put me back in control. I didn't really give up anything, but I just made better choices. I had no deprivation. If I really wanted something, I had a couple bites and then really didn't want the rest of it.
Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, for more information about us, go to drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. Dr. Friedman Schaub is in the house, and we're talking about self-healing. And the reason we're talking about it is because there is out in front of us, Dr. Schaub, it's really we're at epidemic levels and we don't even know it, but we don't have to live like this. And I think that's why you do what you do, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. I worked as a physician. I'm trained as a physician and have done the other side.
The other side.
Quite a few years. And I enjoyed it. But one thing that I always found was that there was too little contribution asked from the patient. There was a lot of trust as a physician that we as physicians put into medication, into our skills and our work, but there was little trust in the body. There was little trust in the self-healing abilities of the patients, and therefore the patients had little trust in themselves.
Yeah.
That's the true epidemic. We don't believe anymore that our body is actually perfect and is able to heal itself. What we believe is that our body is pretty much fallible. It's just going to crash any moment, and we need a medication. We need something to somehow hold it together. And that's what really disturbed me as a physician. Later on, when I became a researcher and looked into the more inner workings of cells, I found exactly what now I'm teaching people, what I'm helping to find them. I found that every cell has the ability to adapt and change and heal itself from anything that we really throw at the cells. We are still, as researchers, shaking our heads, not understanding how do cells do this. We are really just at the very top of a very, very deep, deep rooted wisdom that we are scratching the surface of and trying to understand what a cell is doing, what DNA is doing, how cells can morph and change so quickly and adapt. It's quite amazing, and I think it's going to be another 100 years or longer until we really have a deeper understanding of the cellular wisdom.
Oh, no kidding about that. And by the way, cellularwisdom.com is the website you can go to find out more about Dr. Schaub. But I also want to talk with you about some of the tools that you provide, and you're going to provide today for our listeners. Let's make sure we give them that information.
Right. Well, one of the things that I find is important is that we are reconnecting with our body. So if you have a chronic illness that you're dealing with, often what happens is that you're in your head and you're looking at your body and you don't really like what you're seeing or what you're feeling, and you're not feeling that you're really connected to those cells. Well, that's not the case. When you just think about, you can raise your arm right now and your arm goes up because you thought that, but you moved actually like 25 muscles without even having to really consciously be aware which muscle contracts, which muscle relaxes. Your subconscious does that. So if the subconscious is such a great intercessor between your conscious mind and your physical body, why not using the subconscious more deliberately and more consciously to heal yourself? And that's really what I think is so important. There is a way to reconnect to your body, to listen to your body, that I have noted down for the listeners. If they want to send me an email at info@cellularwisdom.com, we will send you just like a little document that you can go through in order to really start listening to your body, listening and reconnecting to your body. And this way also directing your healing intention to your cells, which I think is really important.
There are so many questions about this. I would love for you to share some examples because I know you work with lots and lots and lots of people. And I'd love for you to share some examples, the type of people that you work with and what their results have been. I mean, what have you been able to see?
Well, a lot of people with different chronic illnesses come to me. And one of the ideas of this work that really shows that illness is not an enemy, but illness is a messenger. Illness is something that needs to be looked at from a more holistic point of view, is what crystallized out of this work. So when people come to me, one of the first things we do is to find out, what is your life circumstance at the time the illness starts? What's going on in your life? And is there a relation, a correlation between your illness and what you actually physically are experiencing? And so clients are learning to understand what are the deeper mechanisms that cause the illness. And one of the hallmarks is what I found, that people often felt stuck. There were maybe significant emotional events, events that were really traumatic, but they left often these people in a sense of, I'm trapped, I'm stuck, I don't really have a way out. I remember many patients that had cancer, and they described me to the T that there was the moment where they had almost like an inner dramatic shift happening. One patient told me about that difficult decision if she should give her son, who was autistic, into a special needs home or should keep it. And she was wrestling with this for weeks and weeks and couldn't find a solution. She developed brain cancer. Another client told me she decided with 40 years old, when she was 40 years old, that she believed she couldn't have children because she was too old. So that was her decision, but it wasn't always a big desire for her to have children, but she couldn't because somehow in her marriage that was not an option, and she developed breast cancer. So there are these moments when we trace them back, people could really see there was a drop in their energy, a very significant time, and the hallmark again, feeling stuck, feeling there is no way out. I cannot find a solution. I don't know what to do. And that's really something that when you resolve that, when you realize there's always an option, you can heal on a subconscious emotional level, the charge, the emotional charge to that, with often it's disappointment, it's fear, it's anger, and then really learn from it and see other options. Then you can also, again, stimulate your self-healing abilities, recharge your immune system, and heal yourself.
And, you know, part of this is also the, and we were talking about this earlier today, is reaching a situation like that, Friedman, where you then start to change the opinion you have of yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Whether it's to make a decision, but there's this reduced view of your worth.
Yes.
As an individual.
Which really started before that actual event. So it's not something that, you know, usually people feel really great about themselves and then there's something like this happening. Usually what happens is there's something that beforehand was already out of balance. It's like, you know, I didn't feel really good about myself beforehand, and that just really broke the camel's back.
Yeah, 1-800-930-2819. If you want to ask Dr. Schaub a question or, you know, talk about something going on with you right now, this is the time to do it. 1-800-930-2819. We're taking your calls. We're taking your questions. And we'll make sure we get the questions up there. I think if Jimmy, if you're sending over questions through the IM, that would be great today as well. I wanted to ask you about self-healing because it's a term we hear a lot. You know, Dr. Schaub, but, you know, part of this is, okay, how do I now reverse this? I've had this thing so long. So are you telling me that I could actually get better? That seems to be one of the most difficult places to come from.
Absolutely.
Don't you think?
You know, I remember one of my very first clients I worked with came to me with chronic pain. And she was absolutely at her end of her rope. She didn't know what to do anymore. She had chronic pain in their lower abdomen, and she was having surgeries. She has been in pain clinics. She even got her uterus removed because one of the diagnoses was, well, it's probably endometriosis. That's what you have. Well, after the uterus was removed, she still had the pain. So nothing really helped her. And she had a pain on a scale from 1 to 10 up to an 8 or 10 on a daily basis. when we explored more what was really going on, where did this all start, it came all about deep-rooted insecurity, rejection, rejection that started with her father, but also rejection that continued with her husband, and that brought the pain on. When we resolved those root causes, when she got literally into realignment with her self-worth, the pain went down to a 2, and she learned deliberately with one of the tools that I gave her to control the pain, that she really could turn down the pain by just deciding in the morning, this is the level I want to experience. Now, it's important to remember you cannot get or stay in a stuck situation and expect I'm going to heal in this stuck situation. Meaning that if you have a problem with your relationship and a problem with yourself, and you're saying, you know, I'm just going to think about it and everything's going to be fine, that's just unfortunately not enough. You have to also take action externally. That means you have to speak up for yourself. You have to work with your partner if this is a stuck place. You may have to change your way, how you're working in life. If you're overextending yourself, if this is a pattern that you have and that makes you feel trapped in life, then you have to do something about that. So all those kind of things also are behavioral changes, but they have to come from the inside. And the first step is really to realign yourself, with your self-worth, who you are, and then all the healing is possible.
Well, and you know, this is kind of a refreshing idea for a lot of people, but more than that, this is really the path to wellness.
Absolutely.
We're not even talking about what happens if you sort of, this is my term, and I'm not a medical doctor, and I'll say that right now, but if you kind of overdo medication, and we hear this all the time. We hear, wow, don't take any more antibiotics because they're going to develop. But this is also true for some of these other prescriptions that are given for chronic illness.
Right.
The whole wide range of steroids, for example.
Yeah.
Everything from prednisone, methotrexate, of course, whatever they are. The body then not only continues to fight with itself, but now it's fighting. How does that work? Because now it's like fighting the medications, because that's like a foreign body, right?
Well, and one of the problems is that, you know, when you follow the course of an illness and you see that people always need higher doses of whatever they're taking, higher doses of pain medication, higher doses of immune suppressants, you wonder, why is that? Is the body just getting used to it? Or is the illness actually a messenger? Is there something that the body wants to tell you? And if you are telling the body, shut up, it just starts screaming louder.
There you go. We're taking your calls. Yeah. Don't be telling your body to shut up anymore. But Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining us here today. We've got questions we're taking, 1-800-930-2819. And when we come back from break, we'll be getting your questions on the show. Are you ready to hear the answer? That's the question that I have for you, 1-800-930-2819. I know I had to get myself ready. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Bellagenza Extraordinary Hair Care provides a complete line of natural professional products. Your hair is your number one accessory, so make sure you treat it right with the finest blend of natural food-grade fusion ingredients. Bellagenza provides you with a luxurious experience and high-quality ingredients in a base of aloe and plant juices. Visit Bellagenza.com and receive 10% off when you order online. Just enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's Bellagenza.com. Bellagenza.com.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick, and I want to help you become financially free. Go to my website, secretsofthemillionaireinside.com, and you'll find my book that just became a bestseller, Passing Up Susie Orman and Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And when you buy my book today, you're going to get four ebooks, all for the price of one. Plus, I'm going to throw in six CD downloads absolutely free when you buy my book today. Go to my website, secretsofthemillionaireinside.com. Secretsofthemillionaireinside.com.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend Kat's teleprogram from your home via computer or phone. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. We've got Mike on the line. We'll take his call in a second. Let's remind everyone of the free offer and how they can find out more about you, Dr. Schaub.
Yeah, so to find out more information, just go to cellularwisdom.com. That's in one word, cellularwisdom.com. You can find a lot of articles, blogs, and also just a little bit more about the self-healing and the empowerment and breakthrough program that I'm offering. And one of the things that I find is important for listeners to know is it doesn't take a long time to reach your healing breakthrough.
Good point.
I'm working with clients between 6 and 8 sessions. You can cover a lot in that time and really get the tools. And that's important for me. For people to know, it's about also getting the tools. It's about doing the work in the sessions, and the sessions are going deep. But then you have to also have tools on how to continue, how to really heal yourself. It's all about the self-empowerment. That's why it's called self-empowered healing. And so you can reach a lot in a very short amount of time and really can be off and running in that time. And that's usually what it takes. And so it's something that I feel for people that have been dealing for a long, long time with a chronic illness, is very, very hopeful that you can actually switch and change and get your body back into alignment and your mind-body back into alignment in a fairly short amount of time.
I think that's, I mean, that's really the key to what we're talking about. It's a huge paradigm shift because we're so used to, first of all, the word chronic, the word itself and what it means.
Right.
Then for a lot of people, just buying into the longevity of an illness.
Right.
So let's make sure they have your website and how to get that information and the tool and so forth.
So cellularwisdom.com is a website. I'm offering free phone consultations that you can schedule with us. It's 866-903-6463. And that's the number to call our office. And the free tool is, again, a tool that helps you to start reconnecting to your body, listen to the messages, maybe get some information on what's really going on inside of that. What does my body want to tell me with what I'm dealing with the pain, with a skin problem, with the allergy? It's a very, very easy but very, very powerful tool. And you can get this by simply sending us an email to info@cellularwisdom.com.
Excellent. Let's go to the phones. I think we got somebody waiting to chat with you there, Dr. Friedemann.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hey,
how
Hey, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. Just, like I said, rolling along one day at a time. Appreciate your show all the time, as usual, you and Benny.
Thank you so much. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, Doc, how do you pronounce it, your name again? It's
Schaub. Like shout with a B.
Oh, shout, Dr. Schaub.
Yes. No,
okay,
shout.
Yeah.
Schaub.
Okay, shout out.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's it.
Okay, yeah, I'm dealing with prostate cancer right now, and I'm into alternative medicine, and I do have my my doctor and a urologist, and I'm trying to really stick with alternative avenues, and I've had all my PSA kind of went up a little bit, but so I'm kind of just calling to find out, about this, new theory or, self-healing.
So did you have surgery? Did you have treatments before?
No, I never had any surgery on it, period.
You haven't had surgery?
No.
And when was it discovered? How long ago?
About a year ago, something like that.
There we go. You may want to send me an email because there is an interesting clinic that does it. When it comes to cancer, I think it's a good idea to, if it's possible to do it in a very safe way, in a way that doesn't cause a lot of damage, to actually get rid of the cancer. In general, that's certainly something that, when you can do it through surgery, there is a clinic in Arizona that actually does it through high ultrasound waves with great success. And the advantage is that there is very little side effect. There is actually, the nerve damage that you often have with surgery doesn't really occur there. And but in general, what you want, so you can send me an email and I can give you the address and how to get more information.
I'll tell you what, Doc, I don't have or do email, so just call you on this 866-903-6463.
Absolutely. That's right.
Okay.
You can do that. So with prostate cancer, though, talking about the root cause, what the prostate is really about is about your potency. It's about your ability to be, let's say, quote-unquote, the man. And what I often saw with people that had prostate cancer, that they were very much going through a phase of feeling limited. Some people retired, some people lost their jobs, some people all of a sudden felt pushed in a corner with their relationship. So it's all about also being able to stand up for yourself, being the person that actually can put a foot down and that really can express your creativity and your potency into the world. And
well, you did mention something about being stuck, and then what happened with me is that I went through a real trauma because of a person that died on me that I went with, and then at this present I kind of feel like I'm stuck right now, temporarily.
Right. And I think that's a really important issue that you want to deal with. If you still feel there is an emotional stuckness, you feel there is still a mental stuckness, that you're often circling around the same topic and you cannot find a way out, you may want to really think about, is my immune system really where it needs to be? Can my immune system deal with those cancer cells? Or is there something that's really kind of preoccupying my mind, preoccupying my energy with this issue? And so that's certainly something we could explore more and we can talk about more. But for you, it's already a good idea that there is something that is unresolved. There is a trauma. We call it significant emotional event. And that you can correlate those, the onset of the cancer and the trauma together. Now, it's important to also deal with the trauma.
Okay, Doc, listen, I'm going to get off the phone and let somebody else get in.
Thanks,
and then
Mike.
I'll call this number here. And thank you, Pat and Benny, and God bless you for what you all do. Talk to you again, Doc.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah. Thanks. That was a great call because it really kind of sums up what we're talking about today.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is, I actually congratulate the listener because he pays attention.
Yeah,
he doesn't
Mike.
Feel like, I'm just the victim of the circumstances. He also realizes, well, there was something going on. Now it's just important to remember we need to deal with it. There is a reason why it's chronic. It's chronic, any kind of chronic illness is because we haven't dealt with it. You know, when I worked in cardiology, a lot of the people with heart attacks came back with a second or third heart attack because they haven't dealt with what was really going on. It was not only about the cigarettes or the diet. It was also about what's really the heart issue that I haven't dealt with and what's really the stress or the anxiety that I need to resolve.
I think this is an important conversation in a lot of ways. And I want you to really address the issue of, and we've had callers that have talked about this, and they've called in and they've said, you know, I've got this chronic illness. I can remember one call in particular. I don't know if it was during your show, but it was one of our listeners had called in and said, you know, I have this chronic illness and I've had it and I've been in relationship and now my partner doesn't want to stay in the relationship with me any longer. This was a woman that I think called in with Lyme disease and found, okay, she was doing pretty good getting through the disease, but then everything else around her seemed to fall apart. How does that, you know what I'm saying? How do you get some help with all of that? Because, you know, when you're sick, sometimes the people around you don't get it.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, that's a very complex issue because for some people, getting sick is the only way to get attention, the only way to somehow get what they want or not have to be there for others, but finally be taken care of. And so if the relationships fall apart around you, that can actually be the opportunity to realize, well, this is a sign that I have to really take care of myself. I cannot and shouldn't only rely on others to do this for me. And I shouldn't only hope that I get attention from others when I'm sick, but really I have to give myself attention when I'm healthy, and especially when I'm sick, so that I can get healthy again. So it can get you out of codependent relationships that are not very healthy. But I'm always baffled when I see people suffering and then the people around us and the people around the ones that are suffering are turning their backs on them. This is something that is often, I think, explained through the fear and the anxiety that people have in general when it comes to illness, when it comes to death, where we just want to not have to deal with this. We don't want to be around that. And
you know, chronic is chronic. And, you know, there are some people that say, I didn't sign up for that.
Right.
But it's good to know you're with somebody like that is not going to be there for you. Today's show, though, is about self-healing.
Right.
In many, many ways. Thank you for joining us here today. I wanted to ask you, what's your message? What do you want to leave everybody with? And certainly let them know about the free consultation you're offering. What a great gift. Thank you so much.
Yes. Well, I really feel like the message is that we need to work on trusting ourselves more. We need to really believe that we haven't evolved for hundreds of thousands of years to become all of a sudden so frail and so fragmented. But we have to understand that the body is our biggest communication organ. It comes right from the deepest inner wisdom from who we are. We just have to learn how to understand those messages, how to listen to the body again, and then work with that.
Let's give out your website one more time.
CellularWisdom.com. It's in one word, CellularWisdom.com. The phone number to reach us is 866-903-6463. And again, if you want this tool that really helps you to listen to the messages of your body, to work with your mind-body connection, go to info@cellularwisdom.com. Send us a quick email and we'll send it to you.
All right, everyone. We'll see you right back here tomorrow on the Dr. Pat Show.
Have you been baffled by the unanswered questions in your mind and heart? Are you ready to see your life unfold right in front of your eyes? Tap into the power of your inner voice, embrace the wisdom within, and live life to the max with the empowerment psychic, Linda Dickinson. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for a private session that'll help you live life to the max. Listen to Linda on the Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
So, Susan, how's your diet going?
It's going great. I had noodles for dinner last night.
Noodles? Come on, that can't be on your diet.
Well, I eat Miracle Noodles. They're the secret calorie-free noodles that Japanese women have eaten for years to stay thin.
How is that possible?
They're made only from soluble fiber. That's it. Guilt-free noodles, Eva.
Well, I'm sold. Where do you get them?
Well, it's my little secret. But okay, you can get them at MiracleNoodle.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yoga Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yoga Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfcoGreen.com. That's PerfcoGreen.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, M-C-E-L-R-O-Y.com.